just a summary of the halakha of extending express mail to be delivered on Shabbat. This poses a great problem for the following reason. Even though it's kablanut, which means even though it's a fixed price, and you could say the goy is doing it because he's getting paid. Adata de nafshe avid. However, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbat itself. Jeez, that heter of kablanut would be nice if you gave cleaners, let's say, to be cleaned. Erev Shabbat, you dropped it to the cleaners and you pay them a fixed price. You didn't tell them how to clean it. You can clean it Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, you're not makpid. That's fine. That's maram mefurash and neshnun bet, alacha bet. However, to give it to him and to tell him to do it on Shabbat, even though it's a fixed price, is asur. So sending express mail, basically you're telling the goy on Friday, it's got to get there overnight, it's got to get there tomorrow, or it's got to get there by Sunday. And the only way for him to get there is if he travels over Shabbat. It's the same thing. So is there a heter to send express mail on Shabbat? So the rabbi that discusses this is a rabbi called the Shvut Yaakov in his Teshuvot. And the Shvut Yaakov says that there's a famous mahloket between two rabbis, the Havot Yair and Rabbeinu Gershon. This mahloket is brought down in Havot Yair, the She'elot in Siman Memtet. What's the mahloket? If a person tells a goy to tell a goy, which means amira la amira, that the Jew tells the first goy, you go appoint the second goy to do the melacha. Rabbeinu Gershon says, that's asur. It doesn't matter if you tell 100 goyim. What's the difference if I tell one goy or two goyim? Amira le goy b'shabbat is asur. And he brings that ayah from the Gemara. The Havot Yair negates that ra'ayah, and he holds that amira la amira would be considered what we call in halakha a shvut de shvut. It's a double drabbanan, and therefore in a case of need or mitzvah or hefsed, there is room to be lenient. That's what the Havot Yair holds. Again, it's a mahloket Havot Yair and the Benu Gershom, the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Kedoshim Shana Shiniya brings the sevara of the Havot Yair, the gaber, a piece of meat on Shabbat, soaking it in water. The Mishnah Berura brings this mahloket in Shin Zayin, in Seif Katan Chav Dalet. Well, over there he brings the mahloket between Havot Yair and the Benu Gershon, and he says, Mimkom Efsed, Tzorek Gadol, Dohak, one can rely on the Havot Yair. This is important to know, because this could be our heter, says the Shvut Yaakov, for sending express mail. Because you're telling one goy, and the goy is telling the other. Which means you're not telling the delivery man himself who's delivering it. You're telling a goy, and you're telling him, go tell the other goy in the UPS to go deliver it. Even though someone argue and say in a company it's not goy le goy, it's all working for one company, so we don't say goy le goy. But let's say you wanted to be lenient and take that heter, where you would tell a goy worker of yours, go take the package and go deliver it to the UPS. So it's a goy telling a goy, so therefore it's shvut to shvut, but that would only be permissible in a case where you need to get the package overnight because of some sort of pressing issue, sort of mitzvah, sort of chesed. That's basically the mechanics of the heter. It's working with what's called an amira la amira. Again, not that we take amira la amira so simple. Chama Vajah, Alev HaShalom, in Hele Gimal, in Azul Vajah said, you can use this amira la amira with other heterim attached to it. And therefore, sending express mail, in a case where it's a Sorech Gadol, or Sorech Mitzvah, the Poskim Alin, if you do it, Al Yedei Amira, La Amira. But here was the problem that we raised today. If a person has a self-stick label, and he puts the label on the package, so now, he's telling the whole company what to do. It's not a goy to a goy, he's giving the instructions, he's putting the label himself. Therefore, he's telling all the goyim in the company, this is what my instructions are, deliver it on Shabbat. So to put a label on the package and to send it, or if it's a pre-labeled already, and you're giving it to the UPS guy on Friday. So basically, what are you telling him to do? Follow my instructions. This is my instructions. Read the label. It says on the label already what to do. That's the Jew telling the goy. Even though the goy is telling the other goy, he's not telling you anything. He's saying, this is what the Jew told me to do. Here's the instructions on the label. So to pre-label it or to label it and to give it to the goy is a problem. The only way you'd be able to do it is if you went to, let's say, a company, a mailbox company, where you're giving it to them, their goyim, and they call UPS, or you go to Staples, for example. And Staples is one goy, in that case it would be permissible, but only in a case where you have Hefsed or Sora Gadol. This is the opinion as well of the Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta in Perek Lamed Aleph. This is the way Rabbi Pinhasi comes out in his Sefer on Halachot Shabbat V'Daber Dabar. This is the way Acham David Alayhi comes out in his Sefer on Amirat La'akum, that they give this leniency only in the case of Tzorek Gadol, only using the heter of Amirah La'amirah. But without that heter, meaning putting a label on, would be a problem.